Hello, and welcome to today's episode in our How Do You Remote series, where we discuss all things related to remote work from guests representing a variety of fields. Joining me today is Janet Waters of Becker Professional Education, where she serves as an account manager in the SoCal Los Angeles area. Janet has mostly worked remote over the last 10 years, and she is what some would call a remote champion. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
What are some things maybe you have learned or seen that works well or doesn't work well in remote?
If you are someone who thrives on office culture and what is said, water cooler banter and things of that nature, remote may not be suited for you. Sometimes it can feel like an island, right? Because you are at home. You have to reach out to everyone either via Zoom, Teams, Slack, whatever your preference, Google Hangout, whatever your preference is. So sometimes it can, you can be on an island. But for me, if you love autonomy and you love asynchronous scheduling or work, this is awesome. I love it here. So that's what I would say. I love it here. I love being in control of my schedule. I love being in control of my day-to-day. And I'm still, more than capable of functioning as an employee. A lot of higher-ups have this thing of like, well, what are you doing? You're not on our time and blah, 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 blah. I don't know why I use that voice, but that's how I feel like they come down on the hammer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Many can relate to that.
I think it's honestly somewhat of a generational gap as well, right? A lot of times you hear on LinkedIn, you hear employers are like, well, productivity is, they don't know about your productivity. Well, you see it in the numbers. You see it in the results. I remember during the pandemic, they said productivity has never been this high when they started going remote. And so then all of a sudden, it's like, no, we need to go back into the office. Don't start me down that rabbit hole.
But there's no metrics they're saying. It's just the narrative.
That's it. There are people happy now. There are people happy in their work. They're happy to be at home and to still be able to do what they love, do what they're passionate about. And granted, I'm not going to say everyone is passionate about their job, right? But they get the work done, and then it's closed laptop at the end of the day, right? We don't have to worry about that. So I'll say this too, as an African-American woman, right? We would deal with so many microaggressions at the workplace. And now, I mean, I honestly, if I don't feel like answering through an email or a chat, I'm just not.
Speak to that a bit more. Expand on that. Give us some examples of some of those microaggressions versus what you experience now.
So it would be easier, right? When we would be on site and someone would have something to say, or this is the biggest one. A counterpart of mine, both African-American, a woman, will be in the same room and they'll mix us up. Say her name versus my, like I'm speaking as Janet, and then they'll call me someone else's name. And it's like, who I am, right?
Wow.
She's right, and it's, oh, well, I'm sorry. It's no hard feelings and, those type of things. And we have to take it.
Wow.
You have to take it. And it's like, oh, that's just Jim Bob, whoever he is. He's always like that. Mm-hmm. He's not like that with everyone, right?
He gets everyone else's names.
So now it's just, it's funny because then now I just send an email like, hey, what was that about? Or kudos like to all of my direct managers, because especially now in the remote world, you can have those. Everyone is still looking for those ways to connect. So mm-hmm. when you can have those sidebars and they're like, oh, I didn't know, I didn't know like this, you felt this way or whatever the case may be. Let's set up some time to discuss. Let's do that. Because in the office, everyone, you would say you would have an open door policy, but you would be on the clock. So a lot of times you couldn't just set time out throughout the day or because you had something. Now it's like, oh, no, let's take this time to set up some time to discuss, how you're feeling at work and what's going on and those type of things. So Yeah,
Massive
so
improvement. Wow.
it's one of those things. Like I said, I am a champion for it. I love it here.
There's a push to return to site. Let's get away from the remote. I know you had shared with me an article that they were like, oh, remote work is going to fizz out. It's going to go away. We're all going back to site, the way we used to work. What do you think is going to be the future of work? Do you think that's going to happen? Or do you think it's been such a tremendous reception of people since the pandemic? Is this going to change the future of work forever? Because I know you've worked remote before the pandemic, so you see it both ways. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't think it's going to fizzle. I don't. I think even if, let's say, even if they just say one day, because we've seen through the pandemic, they can shut us down at any point in time, right? So, I mean, so let's say, for instance, they say, all right, everyone is going back on site, right? There will be so much pushback, right? And I don't honestly think for specific companies, because there are some specific companies where they don't necessarily have the capacity. They don't have the capacity to host all of their employees. Some companies, they've grown so much since the pandemic or throughout the years that it doesn't even make sense to try to buy real estate and all of that other stuff. So I do see more of hybrid roles that are coming up a lot of just like, oh, well, you need to be on site for 2 to 3 days, and you can work remote the other couple of days. I do see that possibly being the future, but again, like for my company in particular, we travel, right? So there's no reason for us to have a site. Like for my role in particular, that there's no reason for me to have a site. For
Because you
you
do
and for
everything online anyway. You're going, you can access
I'm
everything you
out.
do.
I have to be out driving or catching a flight somewhere. So that makes no sense. But like for you do, your instructional design, like there's no need for you, unless there's like some fire, right, for you to be on site. You can take care of whatever you need to do, and it actually might make more sense for you to be at home remote, take care of the fires than you being stopped by someone at the water cooler. Hey, come here, take
Jumping
off
at someone's
your jacket.
office, right?
Yeah,
Because
right.
on a video conference, you can share screens and I can show you something in a course or something. But if I'm on site, I'm like, well, I guess we need to log in your computer.
Or I
Let's
have to
just
come,
do
or you gotta come to that
it.
person,
You gotta,
type it in. Then, like, right, when you can host an actual group of people online, share one screen and everyone's seeing exactly what they need to see, as
So much
opposed
more
to view
efficient.
like, oh, well, we have to take time out of someone's schedule. We got to get a room scheduled for everyone to sit. You remember those days, right?
Oh, so-and-so's gonna call in, they can't see. The teleconference.
Right. Then you have to wait, or you got to wait for somebody because they have, they can't be on site. They had an appointment or something like that. This is the beauty of remote, right? I can pop in into a meeting, or now we can record the meetings, and it's like, okay, if you have any questions, reach out to me. Ping, ping, ping. I don't need to be at an office to do those things. And I think for me, it was like, now that I think about it, a lot of that was time wasted. We're on so many meetings now that we are not remote. Like, if I thought about it, I said, if we were on site and we had this many meetings, there would be no work done.
So you're saying you're getting more done
I'm
when
getting
remote.
more done because I'm on a meeting listening, right? You can multitask, right? Before, if we are at on site, you have to leave your computer, right? You have to go into this room. You sit there for an hour to go over the same thing. Everyone's asking questions, probably the same question 3 times, right? When now we have a chat. I don't need, I can go through my chat and answer, or hey, we can talk offline, right? Those type of things. So I don't see it being like everyone's back on site. Now, there are some professions that may need to be there, right? As far as like this work is concerned, and who's ever working remote now, I really don't see there being like a push for on site.
I agree with that. I think that you mentioned something I think is very important. You mentioned the control and the motivation that you said that just to bring them back on site because we're not sure what you're doing out there, but your numbers, look at the results. That's not a problem of let's bring them back on site. That's a problem of let's figure out how to measure their productivity remotely in a
Right.
way that what is it your output? It doesn't matter if you work, you know, a couple hours here, if you're really highly productive and focused versus sitting in an office for 8 hours and you get less done because you just have to be there. But you've mentioned also that you've noticed everyone's happier that get to have this type of flex schedule where they're responsible, but they get their work done, but they have opportunity to go take their kids somewhere or go to a recital or something like that. Tell me about that. What has been your
So,
experience or experience with others with that?
yeah, so it's so funny because now that I think about it, there was a time when I was on site every day. We would say, like, we could do this at home. This was before remote. This was like, yeah, about 10 years ago. Say, we could do this at home. We don't need to be here, right? We would often say and look at each other, and we would also have meetings with the higher ups, like, do we really need to be here for this work? Like, we could do this at home. And then it was this whole pushback of like, no, you have to be here because we don't have the manpower to give you things remote and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's so funny because when the pandemic hit, everyone who didn't have the manpower found a way to do
Oh, it appeared. It
it.
came to
It
pass
just
right then.
boom,
It
boom,
manifested.
voila, here you go,
Yeah,
remote, right?
right.
The job wasn't like, you know, brain surgery or anything like that. So we knew like this, we don't have to be here for this. This is just, and everyone was miserable. Everyone's looking for something where they don't have to punch in from 9 to 5. Like, I don't need to be on green, on my Teams, or, you
Yes.
know, I need to be available all day, for you to, you know, to see that I'm doing my work. So that's basically what, you know, what it was. So we're like, we don't need to be here to do this, right? And it was just like this, ah, you need to be here, blah, blah, blah.
And
So
motivation was down. It was
yeah,
just
oh,
yes.
it was down 100%. Like, we had to be in, what was that? It was like a not ready time. Like, this was one of those where they clocked you, they dinged you for like the amount of time that you were off of your computer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was like, and I think that's something to note as well, because everyone doesn't have like a schedule, and I'm sorry, I know I'm getting off,
No,
but
this is
everyone
good.
doesn't have a schedule remote where they can get up from their computer or be away for a certain amount of time and get back and do their work. Because there was a job where I had to do that as well. I just thought about that too, where it was so much coming in that you had to
It was
like it.
more synchronous right there.
Yeah.
You had to
Yeah, so it was
respond.
like very much you get in what you put out, those
Okay.
type of things.
Yeah.
So
Versus a knowledge worker that can mull things over and kind of do it at their own pace. It's not a synchronous, you have to answer tickets or you have to be on the phone with someone live. It's something that can you have to develop it, but then there's a later output. A deliverable is
yes.
not at that right at that
Yes.
time.
I like that term. Thank you for that. Yeah, so it was more of synchronous work, and I get that component of remote as well, because it's like, well, if you don't have anyone to talk to, or you're just like on all day, and some people are nervous because it's like they have to be in available all the time. I guess that can be overwhelming, but I would say for me, it has been a breath of fresh air. I mean, honestly, to just have this control over my career, my day to day, my passion, you know, ab about what I do. And then also to, if I'm passionate about other things, right? To have that liberty to, I don't have to necessarily clock in and clock out. Those type of things. Like, I don't have to leave work, you know, leave an office and drive an hour for my commute. Well, I'm in LA, so the commute is crazy anyway. So that would be like 2 hours a day commuting back and forth if I did, depending on where it is. So I think it's a lot of factors to just think about when you talk about remote work and what that looks like for you and your company. We talk about employee I guess happiness or overall joy, enjoyment for work. I feel like this is one of the markers where you'll get a 10 across the board.
And that's really a factor for overall motivation and productivity is how happy, how satisfied are you in your work? And having that flexibility seems to be the trend. It's not about, let me just clock in or let me go and be in a building all day. And I've put my time in, even if I didn't accomplish a thing, I've been inside that building. It's more about the purpose of work.
Yep.
If the focus has shifted. So I agree with you that I think there's a push to return to site, but I don't think that's going to last. And I think what does motivate people are the freedoms that we have to work remote and not, you know, on our own rhythm, on our own schedule. We have more buy-in to what we're producing because we feel responsible for that.
Buy-in. That's
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's it for sure.
And like that's you an said, innate motivation. So that's going to last.
And again, right? Because you don't, it's sometimes it's honestly like, okay, this is a privilege, right? So
yeah.
I don't want them to catch me slacking or off for one day. They may take it away. But I think the buy-in, like you said, is one of the biggest pushes to make sure that you are like, hey, I'm on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I even think about sometimes where it's not some days for me, it's not a 9-to-5 day. It could
right.
be 8-to-8 day. Like,
exactly.
You know, I'm out, like last night I was out at a campus. I'm, you know, doing presentations and things like that. So mm-hmm. how do you balance that? Right. Because you can't necessarily, again, you can't measure that type of work that you're doing. And a lot of times too, when you're scheduling meetings or you get a call and sometimes it's not a metric that you can actually just put into a KPI or
right.
something like that. And everyone's like, oh, this is how successful you were because you did this. Sometimes it's just doing the job.
Yeah.
You're just doing the job. And that gives you the opportunity to do that. Because let me tell you, when you were that 9-to-5 on site, when that clock was at 5:00, coat zip, backpack on, I'm
parking lot cleared.
Clear. Don't talk to me later. Don't know. So
this is not the time for small talk. We got to get out
there.
The
you
door.
Go. And
yes,
you don't have
exactly.
access to me after this is done. You do
yes.
not have access to me. So that yeah. could be also, you know, some people might not like that either. Like, oh, you're mm-hmm. always accessible because you are.
There's
got to
be a balance, right?
There yeah.
Has to
but
be boundaries
I mean,
and
turn
yeah.
those notifications off. I set those boundaries very well. Right.
That's important because if you don't, you're always at work.
Yep. Yes.
I think all of us who have gone remote, in, you know, in the last decade, went through that. It's like, I have to be on all the time. So
all
tell
the
me
time.
About that. What
all
advice would you give to someone about that? About
setting boundaries. And don't get me wrong. I am still a victim of that now, right? Because my job is like, I'm thinking about my next number, next thing, you know, those type of things. So don't get me wrong. We all get caught up in this web of like work, work, work. And like, mm-hmm. I want to get it done so I don't have to worry about it next week. Right.
Yeah.
But it'll still be there mm-hmm. at the end of the day. That work will be there. Set boundaries. Have flexibility. Don't be so rigid in your schedule to where you get overwhelmed and in this funk of like, oh, everything is pressing down on me. I guarantee you it's because the adaptability is not there. Right.
Yes.
And you have to be adaptable to anything that could possibly happen throughout your day when you're remote.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you're remote. You're in an apartment building. Somebody could be burning some noodles or some toast. And now we have a fire in the
right.
in the building. I have to leave. I'm not about to take this laptop with me and hold on, guys. I'm not doing that. I'm shutting it down. I got to go.
Right?
Right. It's one of those things where you do have to learn. It's by trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
But the best advice is to set boundaries and be flexible. And with your boundaries, now that's one thing I am firm on, is the boundaries that I set for my personal life versus my work life. Because you do have that accessibility, right? For your manager to reach you at any time of the day. You know, anyone can reach you, yourself, you have the app on your phone, the Teams
mm-hmm.
or Slack or whatever on your phone, it can be going off all types of bing, 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 especially because I work with people from all over the country.
All
so
time zones, yes.
Before I wake mm-hmm. up, people are already on the clock,
mm-hmm.
right? So I have woken up to like, oh, meeting in 5 and I'm not like, no, what are you talking about?
It's 6 a.m. here.
Right, I just got up. No,
yeah.
So turn them off. turn them off, get yourself together. Take some time, even on the clock, take some time to adjust your schedule. That's still considered work. People don't realize that, like, setting boundaries and scheduling yourself, or taking a day to just block out your calendar to figure out what's happening next week, a couple yes. days out of the month, that's mm-hmm. still considered work because you're doing it. Just because you're not yes. doing what you consider your day-to-day task, they don't put that in your work description.
Being able to measure productivity is not just about the quantitative measures. We say, this is what your output is. It's about those qualitative things where it's hard to measure. You're ideating, you're planning, what's the most efficient way to do this? You're coming up with new ideas. Maybe you're on a walk somewhere and you're off the clock, but you're thinking about work, you're thinking about something. And it, like, those types of innovative areas where we are still working, but we're off the clock should yep. be counted. There has to be a way to do that, to really show the holistic view of the productivity in working remote.
That is something that I'm actually like, I'm very, that would be interesting. You know mm-hmm. why? Because I think it would show on a granular level of the amount of work you actually put into your job. And that would scare a lot of higher ups, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Because they think, you know, because they're not in the role, they don't see the day to day. And again, all right. they measure you by is your productivity, right?
Mm-hmm. The way they that, define productivity.
What yes. they define is yes. productive, right? Yes. What they define under
which
these
is based on old models of work. Yes. Not the new models. Yes.
Not the new exactly. models. And not really. And when you get down to it, if you look at your job description, over half of what you do is not really in that description, right? Because right. they don't get down to the minute things that you have to do in order to be successful for your specific role. So like okay. what I do in Los Angeles may be different for my counterpart in Orlando, right? It's for darn sure different from what my counterpart is doing in Missouri.
Yes.
You know, exactly. so it's like you can't make it equal to what someone is doing somewhere else. I just don't. And so if they did,
there's got to be a way to capture it. Maybe there's some type of additional blanks in that KPI that says here's the innovations. Here's the things that we can't measure on those old models.
That would blow the workforce up.
Yes.
I guarantee it. That would. Boom, workforce in a frenzy. Like
reimagining KPI right there.
Oh, that's a good one. Write that down.
Let's do that. That might be our next podcast right there. Oh, we'll go into more detail.
For sure, because it's so many things on the day-to-day to where I am a champion for this, but you can be burned out.
Yes.
Very quickly. Mm-hmm. Very quickly, because it is overwhelming for someone who has not been. If this is your first time and you're trying to gather everything and you're used to going to your manager because he's in the office right next door, or she's in the office right next door, and you can, or you have someone in your cubicle next to you and say, hey, can you show me how to do this? And blah, blah, blah. So it may be difficult for you to reach people remote because, again, they're.
Or you like to be confirmed.
Yes.
A lot. Oh, great job. Great job. Great job. Because I was in that. And I kept, I am in, because I'd go, when I went remote, I kept, I am in my direct report. I'm like, how is this? How is this? I did this down there. Like, you have to stop.
You got to stop bothering me. You got to stop bothering. Because at the end of the day, they don't want to be bothered either. So exactly. as long as you're doing your job, we have a great remote relationship. So it's somewhere you have, this is good, because you have to know your direct reports, right? And those relationships and things like that, because everyone's style may not work with you. Like you know, you wanted those confirmations right then and there, but that manager's like, no, I'm not that manager. I'm very hands off, but if you need me, let me know. Some management is not like that. They want to know what you're doing every hour on the hour. Can you send me your schedule? Can you, instead of, I'm like, my calendar is up to date, you know, like,
oh, you mean take more time? And
right. Or it's like, I do things on my own. I don't put everything on my calendar. Yes. Like I have my personal calendar, like my personal space, those type of things. So Yeah, that's a great point. That is a
Wow.
great point of
And
like,
just because you haven't, maybe you've been under a manager that did not understand your work style remote, it doesn't mean you're bad at remote. You just need to, in
I
interviewing
want to
for the
clap.
right
Can I
remote
clap? Can they
position,
hear me clap today?
I think we found gold. We've been in gold.
No, I
We've
love
mined
it.
it.
That is a great point, right? Some people think like, well, remote's not for me. And it's like, you may have not just had the right opportunity. You may have not had the right management. You may have not had the right role. That role may have not been for you remote. I had to realize that too. Like, oh, this is not the type of remote I want to do.
There's
So
different types,
there are
exactly.
different types of remote. And I think it is one of those fields where you have to figure it out, right? It's something where this is very much so trial and error. And I get it because, when we talk about career paths and things like that, some people are just surefire of like, this is what I want to do, blah, blah,
Yeah,
blah.
the
But
rest of us, we're
because
still exploring that.
I am not by any means. So,
Right. We don't,
I'm
we'll figure it
just,
out.
right. I'm just trying to figure it out as I go. And that's why I love this opportunity because it allows me to do that. It gives me so many different avenues. Think about it. We met through this, like, through work, right? And we have an opportunity to discuss our experience in our work. And I just don't think no one has had a podcast of like on-site workers.
Well, that's what I
How are
get.
you doing? Like, no one cares, to be honest. So,
Right. Just watch The Office. Yeah,
right.
they
We've
there's
all
a
we've all been there, right? That's what it is. So I think this is just one of those, it is one of those trial and errors where you have to see for yourself, one, and you have to figure out what works for you.
You think about managing people's strengths and finding their skill sets and all that, and how new the remote is in the full history of workforce. Think about the personality models we're quoting, and you hear people, what are you? Well, I'm an OJTR or whatever, like the different personality spectrums and stuff. But those were based on old work models. We
Yep.
still don't have the remote work personality tests. Those have not been developed. And so
I
we're
just
using those old models and say, well, I'm
do
a
away. Do away
yes,
with
we need
them.
something
Do away.
new for this
Just
new way of working.
connect with me personally. You know why? Because I'm going to tell you my style of work and what I like to do. So even in those personality quizzes and things like that, because I used to get hung up on those too, like, oh, what? I'm a number seven. I can't be. What? No. It's like, have a conversation. Have a conversation with me, and I can tell you what I like, what I don't like, how I'm most productive, what that looks like for me throughout my day, what I respond well to, and what I do not. And we can have that back and forth, and then okay, this is going to work, or this is not a great fit. And to be honest, I honestly feel like even with remote work now, you should be able to do like a before you get hired on, you should be able to do a remote day of work, shadow day, right?
Shadow, yes.
Yes, I can shadow what you look like on your day to day. Let me see what a meeting is. Let me see how or let's have a discussion about what this looks like for me. I feel
Before you
like
fill
that,
out all the forms. And before
yeah,
HR has to do all that work.
before we have to go through
The
all of this,
onboarding.
like, I don't want, like, yes, the onboarding, all of that. Let me shadow for a day and see if this is even a good fit because it
That's a
may not
really good
be.
idea. I have not heard that before. That's a
I
really
just
brilliant
think
idea.
it's necessary because you often get times like, oh, this you we have high turnover. You know why? Because you go through these processes of interviewing and you go from a recruiter to, okay, you have a job interview with this person, have a job interview or so now some people are actually making you do like a do a presentation and something else, and it's like, that's extra work. I'm doing extra work to get the job, and I don't even know if I'm hired. No, I don't want to
And
do
you're
that.
probably going to use my ideas because it's a pretty great
Exactly.
presentation.
And it's like, because it's not proprietary, so it's honestly like it's my idea, and I can't trademark any of this in the amount of time that you're giving me. So I'm giving you my work, and it's like,
Well,
oh
they
no, we
brought
don't need
50
you.
people, 50 ideas. That's an idea generation right
That's
there. It's
it
the
right
think tank.
there. That's
Free
it. And it's
think
like,
tank
oh,
for them.
we never intended to hire anyone. This was an opportunity were think tanks only.
Exactly. Oh my
Right?
gosh, that's so funny. Yes, because I've
Like
done that
that.
where I've spent all weekend preparing a presentation and then I never hear it's
Because you're
like,
like, I'm gonna get this job. And then
nope.
they not,
Nope.
no, thank you. I appreciate your services. No. But I feel like this like remote shadow day would be a
Yes.
great opportunity. Like even
For
if,
sure, it's a good fit, a culture fit, and that's huge.
a
Remote
great
is
culture.
mostly about the culture.
That's it.
That on the offsite culture. Yes.
Yep.
Wow. We have
Yep.
just
So
touched
even
on a few even new things now that I knew you would be awesome. I knew you would have so many ideas. I could tell the first 5 minutes I met with you talking about another business thing has nothing to do with what we're doing now, but it was like, oh my gosh, she's going to have so much to share about working remote because I could tell you
Thank
were
you.
good. You were so good at it.
Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate it. This was great.
Are there any other just thoughts to leave us with?
I think the last share, again, I think I'm just going to reiterate, remote work is not for everyone, right? I think we also need to understand that everyone is looking for a remote opportunity. And I think that's why it's scaring a lot of higher ups as well. Because everyone wants to be home because they think it's like, well, I'll be home and I'll just be home doing my work. And it's like, it's not for everyone. So just know that I feel like, again, this is one of those, we're in this new era of trial and error, right? In the workplace. And I think you have the opportunity. We have the greatest opportunity now if you are not in a position to say, this is exactly what I want to do. If you are open to exploring, do it. Do it. Explore your opportunities, explore your options, right? From remote to hybrid. Explore those opportunities to where you see where you fit culturally, where your schedule fits, what is fitting for your lifestyle. That's the biggest thing. What job is fitting for your lifestyle? Stop worrying about fixing your life around your job. What job suits your lifestyle?
Because that's sustainable. That's locally sourced and sustainable right
That's
there.
it.
That is really, really good. And it's just a different way to think about remote, not only from the interview, if you're looking for a job, but from the leader's viewpoint of how to bring everybody in and make that job about the strengths and the buy-in, and so that there's a fit. Because culture is a very fluid idea in remote.
Yes.
You know, when you're
Yes.
on site, it's a different thing. It seems to
It,
be, you know, you can
you
cut it
know
with a
when you're on
knife in the
site,
air.
you
Yeah,
don't
but
fit.
remote,
You are
yes.
out of there really quick on the paperwork, right? And
Yep.
all right, we had a time. It's time for you to go. Those
Yes.
type of things. But you again, cultural is fluid throughout remote. And I think, like you said, buy-in, that's the biggest thing that I've heard is the buy-in. What's
Yeah.
the buy-in for you? What's in it for me? Everyone is a with them, right?
Yeah.
And I don't, and I don't disagree,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's very much so what's in it for me. And you have to think about that when you are speaking about your career, because again, these companies, they look at you that way as well. That's why you get hired. What's in it for them? Want to find someone
Exactly.
who's going to be productive.
That's it. And then I think that's where it comes down to with us is how do you measure that productivity? And I think we touched on some amazing ideas. We're going to have to expand on those. Again, we're going to have to definitely have you back. But this
For
has
sure.
been, it's like reimagining the KPI,
Yes, I love
reimagining
that.
productivity.
I love
That could
that.
be its own podcast there,
Oh,
right? Like, oh
for
my gosh.
sure.
Well, Janet, I really appreciate you joining us today and sharing all of your valuable insights with over a decade of experience.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. This was great. Thank you so
Well,
much.
good. And I want to thank our listeners for tuning into WorkforceRemote.org's podcast, where our goal is to help you continue to go remote and work on.